RSM Central's Form Express.
It's time for the Form Express on RSN Central on this Friday. I know Mick from Richmond will be a little bit angry because usually he wants it before 12 o'clock, but it's been a big hour on RSN Central today. And the races are starting later anyway, Mickey boy. Dean Lester, this is what he has to say, the great Dean Lester, regarding his best bets at Sandown.
Race 4, number 1, Greenbelt's in short now, but he's the best. The next best would be race 6, number 2, Gatecrashin'. The best value is Agnelli, race 8, number 11. For the quaddy, the first leg, 2, 3, 6 and 8. Second leg, 2 and 9. Third leg, 6, 9, 10 and 12. And the last leg, 1, 4, 7 and 11. And I'm just going to take a multi of the two shorties of the day, race 4, number 1, into race 6, number 2.
Here's Mike Moroney about the chances of Wasaka in race number 6.
The barrier draw is going to suit him. Jamie thought that he wasn't that happy being on the rails when he drew a really good gate last time. And he said the time before when he got him out in the clear and to the outer, he was far better. So he'll get that sort of run today. So hopefully he can turn the tables on the horse of Paddy Payne, who has a claim and comes in quite well at the weight. So hopefully we can turn the tables on it. But he's going well and he's always looked a nice day.
You can get around Wysaka, $4.60 for that galloper with Jamie Mott, who's riding in really good form, taking the ride. Aesop goes around in race 8 for Philip Stokes. Here's Philip about the chances of that galloper in the 8th.
Yeah, he's a really nice horse. We're still learning our way a little bit with him, but he's had a good grounding for this. He's had a few trials. His coat's still not really there. It came over, it was in a good condition, then he's sort of out of whack with his seasons. But I'm thinking he's a top four chance and can't wait to get him up to 2,000 metres.
So he's got a bit of class?
Oh, yeah. I only had the other horse, Amare, and I can just draw parallels with this horse, and I think he's going as well, if not better.
So you can get $15, Aesop, in that race number 8, and When he talks like that, Philip Stokes, I highly recommend you have something each way, especially at a price, like a $15 chance. Let's hear from Shane Montgomery because the feature meeting on a Wednesday afternoon in New South Wales is at Newcastle. Shane, it's a good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gareth. Good afternoon, all.
Take it away with your best bets, please.
All right. I thought in race 3, number 5, Jawani was worth a bet. It's facing the starter for the first time, been in and out of work on numerous occasions, and that's after drawing wide gates. After drawing wide gates, she's also been withdrawn from two races recently. So they've been very selective about where Jawani is to make the debut, and after drawing a good gate, today is the day, and I think in this class, Jawani is very suitable. We place. That's race 3, number 5. I thought the best all day was in the last race 7, number 7, Tycoon Halley, who presents second up. The effort on the Beaumont track on this course last start was full of merit. She was competing with the aid of a tongue tie for the first time. Should appreciate the distance rise she faces today, and she's also suitably placed in this class. That's race 7, number 7, Tycoon Halley.
All right, then, what about a quaddy?
Yeah, well, keeping that in mind, the best bet, I thought in the first leg in Saddlecloth Order 1389, then go a lot wider in the second leg with 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, and 10. Wide again with the third leg, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, and 9, and with Tycoon Halley only a $2.10 proposition the last time I looked, I thought we'd go with her in the last leg, number 7, on its own, and that might be the best way to back Tycoon Halley today through the quaddy.
All right then, mate. Good luck.
Thank you.
There's Shane Montgomery there. Howard Walter joins us to preview Ipswich. Hello to you, Howard.
Yeah, good afternoon, Gareth.
How do we make some money at Ipswich on a Wednesday afternoon?
Well, I think race 2, number 9, Lorena, is a very tempting price. It's $6, $5.50 everywhere you look on an each-way basis. Now, what you've got to keep in mind is, last start, it finished ahead of the favourite here, Dreaming Genie, which is even money. Finished ahead of it by a length and a half. And Lorena, she's had three starts this time in. Second, A Single Desire, which has now won three races. Second, Mount Fuji, which is very good form. And that last start second, as I say, where she was ahead of the favourite by a length and a half. So race 2, number 9, Lorena, and then in race 3, number 3, Good On Ya Sonia, which has been a firmer since markets opened, but I think it just went up the wrong odds. She's had the two starts from a spell at Eagle Farm and Boonbin. She's going to find this easier, and the claim for Wendy Peel, she's got 51.5 kilos. So that's going to make her life a lot easier. So there's only six runners. She's around the $4 mark, and she should go very close with such a lightweight. Race three, number three, good on you, Sonia. And the quaddie, start off with 2, 4, 6, 7, 9, into 5, 8, 9, into 4, 6, 7, into 1, 10, and 13.
Good punting, good tipping. Thanks for that, Howard.
Good on you, Gareth.
There's Howard Walter joining us there. Tony Golan's got some nice chances there at Ipswich on a Wednesday afternoon. Good afternoon to you, Tone.
Good afternoon.
Have you filled them up yet after buying those yearlings at the yearling at the Magic Millions last week, mate?
What's that? Sorry, have we filled the shares?
Yeah, filled the shares.
Yeah, there's only a little bit to go, actually. It's been really popular sale, so there's not too much to do at all, which is always nice, but yeah, it's only a little bit and a couple.
How do we go about getting involved with the Tony Golan stable then?
Mate, just jump on our website. Just shoot us an inquiry there. The horses should be up on it. So if there's a couple there you like, and there's a few small shares left, feel free to jump in.
All right, then Argyle Pink gets an inside gate today. She's been knocking on the door to break through for her first win. Can today be her day?
Yeah, you think so. I think, you know, it's really only been barriers that have been really got to beat. The other day, she stepped to the right distance for herself the other day and just drawing the tricky draw. I did a little bit too much work in running and was just narrowly beaten. I think she looks like she'll get a lovely trail today, just sitting behind the speed in that second pair, and she should have a really good turn of foot ridden that way.
What about More to Adore first up over the 1,200 in race five?
Yeah, he's been awfully frustrating sort of horse. I want to try and ride him a little bit more conservative today. The blinkers do go on, and I've had him in a bunch of times, this horse, with bad barriers or rain-affected tracks, etc. like that. We've had to not run him. So you'll see us just ride him for a midfield, a bit conservative, and he can run on well. But he's a horse that's never really lived up to his trials and jump outs. So hopefully blinkers on, ridden a bit quieter, we can see that ability come to the fore.
And can you Spirit of Boom there? She's an eagle, win second up in race nine.
Yeah. Well, the barrier hasn't made it really easy for me, has it? You know, she's drawn the outside, but she's a lovely go-forward horse. She just was a bit slow out the other day first up with a bit of nervous energy in the barriers. She should be a lot better today, step cleaner. I'd be shocked she didn't find a spot in the first, you know, two or three pairs at worst. And provided Ryan can get a bit of luck from the gate, she certainly found the right race for it to be competitive in.
Congratulations, too, on Saturday, mate, with Isotope. She was the highlight for mine on that Magic Millions day there, because it was just great to see her back. How is she? And she pulled up okay from that effort?
Yeah, it was terrific, wasn't it? You know, after everything she's had a short but, you know, really plagued career with, you know, falling last year in the Magic Millions three-year-old race to getting colic after the autumn. It was good to see her back. She's come through it really, really well. I sent her back out to Letitia. Give her a little bit of time off in the paddock. Not long now, as we set our sights now on the autumn in Sydney. More than likely, we'll head towards the Galaxy now, second up. It'll be a big space between runs, so she'll trial here in Brisbane before she heads away, but probably heads to the Galaxy now, late March.
Oh, that is exciting then, mate, because watching her on Saturday, there's definitely a big Group 1 in her again in the autumn.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I think that's probably the right sort of Group 1 to target. There's no really mares. Group ones at her where I want to sort of keep her distance range at the shorter trip. So we'll have a go at the Galaxy, and who knows where we head from there, whether it be the TJ if she steps right up, or we head back towards Brisbane or even Adelaide for the Sangster. Who knows? But she'll try and get a Group 1 with her this year.
What's your best today?
Argyle Pink. Right, definitely, mate. My best today.
Well done on the weekend. Thanks for your time as always, Tone.
Thanks, Gareth. See you, mate.
There
Bye-bye.
We go. There's Tony Golan. He does a really good job with his team up there in Queensland. And so does Gerald Ryan. And he's taking some nice chances to Newcastle on a Wednesday afternoon in New South Wales, which, of course, is their feature meeting today. Hello to you, Gerald. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon, Gareth. No
did you enjoy the Gold Coast? Were you happy with the yearlings that you purchased there?
Yeah, no, we were happy with what we got. A couple we missed out on, but they were just making too much money for what we thought they were worth. But, it was good sale, very strong sale. A lot of nice horses there. If you couldn't find a horse there, 1,200 or so, well, you went looking too hard. But there's a lot of nice horses there, made money, yeah.
Adulting represents your stable for the Australian Bloodstock team in race number two, and she's a four-year-old mare that's only had the one start. Then she went for a break. What are you expecting today?
Well, she's always shown good ability. You know, I brought her to Easter time, 100,000, well-related mare. But looked like a mare that needed time. After the first up run, well, she pulled up, she went straight off the track, straight to hospital. She had a tibia stress fracture behind, a bad one, and she's done a lot of rehabilitation, and that's why she hasn't raced for a long time. Her two trials have been good to solid, without being over the top. Hard to get them first up ready after such a long time off when they're 4-year-old, but she's going good. Her two trials, as I say, have been okay, and nice big track. As long as we don't get too much rain, we'll suit her, and she'll run well, and we'll improve off it.
All right, then is she a $1.90 chance, Gerald?
No. Not in my opinion. I train races, but don't make mark. not in my opinion. Not a $1.90 chance.
Majacek, he was impressive to win the other day. Can he make it back-to-back victories in race number 6 and the benchmark 64?
I think he can, with the only question mark. He's never been to 1500 before. He's always given the impression he'd run it. Big, strong horse now. His first two runs back were good. Then he had a bit of a... he didn't really have a setback. It was just wet tracks and bad barriers that we shied away from him, but he was good, nice and strong the other day in the 1300 on a heavy track, which not desired liking, but he was strong the other day. And the only question mark I've got about him today is the 1500, because he's never been there before, but he looks well, he's going good, he's fit, makes his own luck being up on the pace, and I think he'd be hard to beat.
Thanks for your time as always, mate. We appreciate it, and good luck today at Newcastle.
Okay. Thanks, Gareth.
There's okay. Gerald Ryan there. Nadia Horn joins us to preview Oakbank this afternoon in South Australia. Good afternoon to you, Nadia.
Good afternoon, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Take it away with your best bets in a quaddy, please.
Well, I reckon that race one, number one, Transfector, looks very well placed. Now, it took her a long time to break through, but she's now been able to put two wins together on end. They've both been at this track, and I think that's the real key. She seems to have found a real liking for the Oakbank course. She rode it to a very high level at her most recent run there, where they did go along at an even speed, and she was able to really slip out home and run some good closing sectionals. She had the second best last 600 for the meeting. So she loves it here, and this seems to be, with that 4 kilo claim, looks to be her race. So race one won the Transfector, the first of the specials. The second we go to race 5, I think number 1, Brazen Boy, is going to be hard to beat. He's had 2 runs back. He's a 3-year-old. He tackles the older horses. I've always had a bit of an opinion on him, but he sort of hasn't lived up to some of the early expectations. He ran to a very good number when he won at Murray Bridge going back last preparation. And that was a good effort on that occasion. Now, both of his runs this time in, look, the last run last time out was only fair. Did finish down the track, but you look at this race today, it's not very strong. This is where he gets his chance to bounce back and make amends for his last start defeat. There doesn't look to be a lot of speed, so I'm tipping he's going to be handy. So race 5-1, Brazen Bow. And the other horse we like comes up in race 6. I think 6, Blue Bear, looks well placed. He comes off a recent placing. He's rock hard fit. He's a horse who always stays under the radar. Look, he's 380 in current betting markets. So I could get him shorter than that. He's run to a very similar figure at his last 4 performances. He's adaptable. They've all been off of very differing race speeds, and he did seem to have a liking for this track last time he raced here where he was placed. So the 3 horses we like are race 1, the 1, race 5, the 1, and race 6, the 6. And our quaddy today, 6-11 the first leg, 1-7 the second, 2-5-6 the third leg, and 1-3-8 in the last.
Good on you, Nadia. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Nadia Horn there previewing Oakbank. Now, Belmont's been abandoned due to the heat. Geez, it's been hot across there in Western Australia, so no racing in WA this afternoon. But there's racing at Launceston, and I don't think they have too many worries about being meetings being called off because of the heat down there in Tassie. Richie Bear Robinson joins us. G'day, Bear.
Hello, Gareth. Now, it's a beautiful 20 degrees down here, mate, so you should get down sometime.
In saying that, when I went to Hobart when I first arrived here at RSN 927, we went and did a live OB there for Tassie Derby Day. I think it was the reopening of the Hobart track as well. And they called the meeting off because of the weather, because it was too hot.
40 degrees, wasn't it?
Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
Extraordinary.
How do we make some money at Launceston tonight?
We're going to start in race 2, number 5, Chinchero. It's about $4.80. It's drawn out. It jumped from the 1200 to the mile last start at Hobart, and it got to the line pretty reasonable on the inside of them. So I think drawn out tonight, Troy Baker will come down the middle of the track and be getting the money.
All right, then, where do we go after that? You got a little bit of value for us?
Yeah, I've got value in the first as my roughie for the night. Horse called Blue Ark, number 8. Bullamp Muku takes a sit. It's drawn much better tonight. I reckon it'll settle closer to the speed, and I think it's a really good bet each way at $15.
All right, then. And oh, so that's race one, number 8. There you go.
Yeah,
so
yep, that's it.
Your numbers once again, Bear. You got race one, number 8, race two, number 5.
That's it. And also, I think race 6, number 1, Perron,
yep,
ran second in the Longford Cup last start. The form stood up with Super Sweet winning again on Friday night. I just think a little claim for Brandon Louis, I think it'd be too good for this lot.
You're a good man, Bear. I wish you the very best of luck today there at Launceston under lights, because some of the big races, the carnivals, we've had some of the feature races already during the summer, but Launceston Cup, Hobart Cup, they'll come around pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, this Sunday at Hobart, the 1,000 Guineas, Summer Cup, there's a big two-year-old race and the Leyland Net Stakes. So it's really starting to hot up now, which is awesome.
And how do we listen to your award-winning podcast there, where you preview, of course, the feature meetings there on a Sunday?
Yeah, so we'll do it on Friday afternoon. So it'll drop Friday night. It'll be on Taz Racing or Spotify and all those other avenues you can go through there. So awesome. It should be out at about 7 p.m. on Friday night.
What do you think about the lads? What's going on in Hobart getting kicked out at daylight? Has that ever happened to you, Bear?
Many years ago. But let's be honest, mate, they wouldn't have left the ground till about 1 a.m. So yep, they probably hadn't been going that long. So I didn't mind it. I think it's all a bit of a blow up, to be honest.
Unbelievable. They should have rang you up. They could have went to the club rooms there at the Hobart Demons. They would have given them a lock in, I've got no doubt.
I would certainly be happy to arrange that.
Yeah, good on you, Bear. Thanks for that. Good luck.
See you, mate. Bye.
Archie Bear Robertson there. Harness racing tonight at Mildura. Luke Humphreys, it's a good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good day, Gareth. How you been?
Good, thank you. Take it away with your best bets and also your quaddie, please.
Yeah, can do. Best is in race 4. Number 1, Magic Feeling. Magic Feeling. Alex Ashwood prepares and drives. Had a little bit of support already on the fixed odds, 225 down to 210. Won 2 races as an odds-on favourite in Tasmania last July. 2 starts last month was probably against better opposition, and they were in decent races for 2-year-olds at Melton and Bendigo. I think the horse is well placed from barrier 1 in race 4, so I think he can win. And the value comes up in race 6. The value bet on the selection has been scratched, Sanor Beach, but I still think the horse that we've got on top now is at value, Melody May in race 6, number 1. Good draw here from barrier 1 over the sprint trip. Every chance she can repeat her recent course and success, and she had barrier 1 on that occasion. That was in the heat of this series at the last meeting up here a fortnight ago, so I think she's a good value at $5 in race 6, number 1, with the best race 4, number 1, the Quaddy. First leg, that's race 5, 1, 3, 8. Second leg, race 6, quite wide there. Or, well, not as wide because 2 of our selections there have come out in the quaddy. So just 1, 2, 5 in that second leg. Third leg, race 7, 7, 8, 9. And race 8, the fourth leg, 4 and 5. And that'll be about $50, I think, you'll find for the full unit, Gareth.
Good on you, mate. Enjoy Mildura.
Will do. Thanks, Gareth.
George Farrugia joins us to preview the Meadows, which is about to commence in about 4 minutes' time, and then Ballarat tonight. Hello to you, George.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. How do we back a winner at the Meadows, first of all?
Yeah, I like one called Aston Amigo. We know this greyhound a little bit. Race 8, number 7. He's trained by Glenn Rounds, and I think it's been no secret that Glenn's got a pretty high opinion of this greyhound. His recent form's just tapered off a little bit, and I think the reasoning behind coming back here to a Wednesday meeting is just to hopefully get his confidence up. He's clearly the fastest greyhound in the race. I know he has to offset the wide draw. He can be a little bit hit or miss, but I think if he gets it right, he should be winning, Gareth. He's around the $2.20 mark. Race 8, number 7. Quaddy numbers 1, 4, 5, and 6 into 1, 7, and 8 into 1, 3, and 4 into 4 and 7 to bring us home. Ballarat tonight, race 10, number 7, Nevaeh Bale. around the $7 mark, Gareth, so a little bit of value here. Really liked her win at Warrnambool where she went 22.02. That was a pretty hot effort. She's up against a couple that are similar in ability, and she does have to offset the wide draw like Aston Amigo, but she has handled that in the past. And I'm just happy to have a player at the nice odds. There are seven runners, so dolly two dividends, but she's around the $7, $3.20 mark, I think, for a play. So happy to have a play there, race 10, number 7. Quaddy numbers at Ballarat, 1, 7 and 8 into 4 and 5, into 2, 7 and 8, into 3, 7 and 8. Good racing at Ballarat tonight, Gareth. There's the anniversary cup there where Hennessy is the favourite after finishing unplaced in the Warrigal Cup. And we also see Divine Empress go around for Kayla Cottrell, who absolutely smoked up the track at Bendigo on Friday. So it'd be interesting to see specifically how those two greyhounds go.
A lot of SMSs coming through about the chat that we had with your cousin-in-law these days, Matty Lanigan. What an inspiring young man he is. He's been through a lot, but he's come out the other end of it now, mate, and he's kicking plenty of goals. And, geez, he's a great ambassador for the sport of greyhound racing now.
Yeah, it was only until recently that I knew the full story of what happened. And I think I didn't know Matt that well, I have to admit, and I only sort of knew him from afar. But it was only until I sort of got to know Matt that I realised what a terrific young kid he is. And, yeah, that story is, I think it just opens your eyes of how lucky we are in life sometimes, you know. You just got to enjoy every minute. And, yeah, it seems like he's on the right track now. Hopefully my cousin Emily doesn't drive him too mad.
No, well, Uncle Marzi might.
Uncle Marzi.
Uncle Marzi's probably be the best medicine for anybody. What a legend he is. We've got to get Uncle Marzi, which is Georgie's, for everybody out there. And we talk about Uncle Marzi a lot. Now, Uncle Marzi's Georgie's uncle, and he is Matty Lanigan's father-in-law now. And he is just like, you have a chat to him, he's always got a smile on his face. He loves a punt. He bets on anything. And
he loves you, Gareth.
We need to get him on to have a chat to go through the trials and tribulations of a punter.
I'm not sure you realise this, Gareth, but you are 4 from 4 at Menangle for Uncle Mars, and he absolutely loves you.
Well, I've got one for him today at Bathurst. Race, I've got a horse called Surface. It'll be winning for fun. Race 5, number 4, Surface at 2:10.
Race 5, number 4 at Bathurst. I'll ring him right now. Right,
tell him to get on. If he's not listening, I'll be disappointed anyway. Good on you, Georgie. Who wins the first at the Meadows?
I haven't had a look. Sorry,
all right,
mate.
Then. Blow my mind, Will. $2.15, box 8, the nearly sec. Good on you, Georgie. Here is Brendan Delaney. Now.